Hello, welcome to the English Now Japan Talk Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today, Chairman of National Assembly Vương Đình Huệ chaired a discussion in the hall of several contents with different opinions in the Trap Land Law amended. The Trap Land Law demonstrates the role of land in socio-economic development, meeting the aspirations of voters for an important law project of the country. Deputies suggested that it's necessary to affirm the higher legal effect of the land law and consider adding an article on the application of the law as in the draft for people's opinions. Adding this article is a solution to resolve legal conflicts and problems in land use management left by history and from new practical requirements. Regarding the principles of preparing and approving land use planning at all levels, deputies found that the plan chosen by the two agencies have certain foundations to ensure consistency with the planning law and legislative appropriate regulations. Deputies suggested that an additional plan could be studied that combines both plans submitted by the National Assembly Standing Committee and the government. Dongxing City, China, and Mongkai City, Guangdong Province, coordinated with the Department of Industry and Trade to organize a trade conference to introduce the 15th Vietnam-China International Trade and Tourism Fair 2020. Test break from November 30 to December 4, 2023, at the Square of Media and Cultural Center of Mongkai City with the team Friendly Cooperation Link Development. Representative of Gunter Industry and Trade Sector said leaders are always interested in promoting trade promotion activities with the Chinese market and at the same time supporting connections between Chinese export-import enterprises and other businesses. Gunter import-export industry, especially in the field of exporting rice, seafood and agricultural products. The fair has a scale of 400 booths, including 300 booths of Vietnamese businesses and 100 booths of Chinese businesses with six main activities. As part of the program of activities of Gunter Exhibition for 20 years of achievements and development, the conference summarized the work of ensuring food safety and improving the quality of agricultural forestry and fishery products traded between Gunter City and provinces and cities in 2023 took place this morning. The conference focused on discussing and evaluating the results of ensuring food safety and improving quality of agricultural, forestry, and aquatic products traded between Gunter City and provinces and cities in the past year. Attendees proposed some solutions to improve the effectiveness of coordination in the future. Some provinces and cities gave representations to share experience in implementing the work of ensuring food safety and organizing trade of agricultural, forestry, and fishery goods. The e-government portal has just organized a seminar on accurate and sufficient calculation to have appropriate electricity prices with the participation of National Assembly deputies and economic and energy experts. According to delegates for electricity production, regulations must be reviewed and increase competition in production with electricity distribution. Choices for consumers must be interesting, increased to separate electricity prices and ensure that all people and can use electricity. It's necessary to amend the electricity law and accelerate the roadmap to building a competitiveness electricity retail market. In some experts on belief that the most important policy communication is transparency and openness so that all people can easily assess and clearly understand the story of electricity prices. Gunter Women's Union, in collaboration with the Women's Union of Tupnok District, has also organized training on environmental protection propaganda and child safety protection in the internet environment in 2023. At a training session, 80 officers and women members in Tupnok District were introduced to the following topics: the party guidelines and stage policies and law on work-related documents, protecting the environment, protecting resources and responding to climate change, training on controlling environmental pollution caused by plastic bags, reducing the use of plastic bags with environmentally friendly materials, how to classify waste, awareness of rational use of natural resources, and environmental protection school. That's all for the Internet of Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.